producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Who's ahead in the polls and who's belly flopping? We got that, plus a preview of what the Dems are going to do in the desert. All that and the mailbag coming up in this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Plus, you can throw in your two cents. If you could ask a question, keep it clean, to any of the Democratic candidates, there are five, what question would you ask them if you had a moment in the sun to do just that very thing? How about this? How do you intend to pay for all the breaks that you say you're going to give the middle class? You know, it is a battle for our affections. I'm in the middle class. I'm sure many of you listening would consider yourself in the middle class. Everybody's trying to seduce us, but yet they're not giving us anything exciting that makes us want to go there with them. And I say that across the board, and I think that's why Donald Trump gets the traction that he gets. We're looking for different, but different that we understand. Last show, we talked about the idea of a business person running the country versus a career politician, which is better. Ask anybody in D.C., and they scoff at the notion of somebody who's a big business person running anything in D.C. correctly. And part of that is because D.C. is all about government jobs. Nobody wants to see that system be toppled who works in the middle of it. There are some great government jobs. How many lawyers does it take to prop up one government? There is a punchline. I don't know the answer to it. I just know every time I'm in D.C., every person I meet is a lawyer. I am not kidding you. I'm going to take a survey next time I'm there. Just total strangers, not even people I know. I'm in line to get coffee. You're a lawyer, you're a lawyer, you're a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. Which one of these things does not belong? And usually that's the game I'm playing. I'm serious. It's insane. And if they're not lawyers, they're running some division of some governmental agency you never really even heard of. Oh, that existed. I had no idea. So perhaps my question would be, are we ever going to really attack that debt question that's hanging over our heads? How about the corporate tax? Any chance we could reduce it to bring our own businesses back? Because I think they'd rehire Americans. I don't think so many jobs would go overseas. Because if you add up the money, 35%, that just doesn't cut it when somebody else is giving you 15. Think of what sales tax is to all of you. When I tell people that our satellite facility is in Texas, sometimes they say, "Oh, sales tax, what is it? Is it like 15%? Of course, it's not. That's an exaggeration. But it's 8 and change. Why? Because in other states, it's much less. So that's the answer I want to know. Why can't we, 15 to 35 is a big difference. If I own a company and I can get 15% versus 35, plus I can make things a little bit cheaper, and it doesn't necessarily have to be all cruddy, crappy stuff, yeah, I got to feed my family. So I probably ask something surrounding that. How do you plan on tackling the jobs that you constantly throw away? And despite what the employment numbers are, I don't believe them. Because everybody I meet in the middle class that suddenly is elevated to the "we want to seduce you" crowd, they're juggling things. They cut back. They're living a tick below their means. Kept the car a little bit longer. Thinking of selling their house to get a place that's a little smaller and perhaps cheaper. I could go on through the scenarios. And you understand what I'm talking about. Do you know the candidates on the Democratic side of things? In case you don't, I'll fill you in. Donald Trump, on the trail today in New Hampshire, confronted in the audience about women's issues. Here's what he had to say.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can prove me wrong, but I don't think that you're a friend to women.
I knew I shouldn't have picked her. All right, so let me give you that answer right now. I respect women incredibly. I have had women working for me in positions that they've never worked in terms of construction, in terms of so many different jobs. I had a woman who was in charge of the building of Trump Tower many years ago before it was even thought, before anybody would have even thought of it, and did a fantastic job. I have given women more opportunity than I would say virtually anybody in the construction industry. I have a daughter named Ivanka and a wife named Melania who constantly want me to talk about women's health issues because they know how I feel about it and they know how I feel about women. I respect women. I love women. I cherish women. You know, Hillary Clinton said he shouldn't cherish. Well, I said I do cherish. I cherish women.
I want to get paid the same as a man, and I think you understand that. So if you become president, will a woman make the same as a man, and do I get to choose what I do with my body?
You're going to make the same if you do as good a job. You're going to make the same if you do as good a job, and I happen to be pro-life.
All right, so she gets a little bit of that, and she gets a little bit that she probably doesn't like. And, you know, speaking of pro-life, there was an interesting little thing that I happened to see today about California and the law in California. And California law requires pro-life centers to inform their clients of abortion services. I didn't realize that, but that's what Jerry Brown, the governor, insisted upon, that these pregnancy centers are required to point women to the other facilities that provide abortions under this law that the gov signed. It takes effect January 1st. It says licensed centers pretty much that provide medical services have to tell them that there are state-run programs that provide abortions as well as contraceptive and prenatal services and all that kind of stuff. And according to this law, all of them, including crisis pregnancy centers, which counsel against it, have to post a notice or give one to a patient. Because they say California has public programs that provide free or low-cost access to family planning. And this law kind of just slipped by, I think, a lot of people. You know, it's a big state, so there are 170 crisis pregnancy centers in Cali. 40% are licensed medical clinics. And, of course, this law was sponsored by David Chu and Autumn Burke in the state assembly, and it kind of just went unnoticed, I suppose, until suddenly everybody's talking about it because we're a handful of months away from January. Stay with us.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Way has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never saw before.
Welcome back to ATN. If you want to dive in, you can. Conversation-wise, what would you ask any of the Democratic candidates? I mean, seriously. Hey, a Democrat could become president. We don't know what's going to happen. To me, it feels, honestly, it feels unlikely, but it depends on how this all narrows this gap as we move along, because I feel the frustration of a lot of people wherever they are with their ideology, whatever flag they're flying. I'm seeing this everywhere, even though it's being reported that it doesn't seem to be that way. I don't know who people are talking to, because I talk to a lot of people, and that's absolutely not what I'm getting. So the candidates, just so you know, our former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. You knew that one. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Oh, you probably knew Bernie. Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. And former Virginia Senator Jim Webb. It's interesting because, boy, it's sure different to have just those five compared to the amount of people they've got on the stage for the Republicans, isn't it? It's a whole different kind of feel to that debate. And just so you know, Jeb Bush is in New Hampshire, and he's talking about his plan to repeal Obamacare. John Kasich is at a New Hampshire town hall. And then you have Ted Cruz in Iowa, Huckabee in Iowa, Mike Huckabee, and you've got Rick Santorum, who never says never, also on a three-day visit to the Hawkeye State. So pretty interesting, huh? Then you've got a few other things that are fascinating surrounding D.C. in a sense, including the bribery trial for Senator Menendez, the New Jersey senator, who was accused of many, many, many things, and none of them look very good for him. It's a whole bribery deal. Then the Supreme Court is weighing life sentences for those under 18. There's a hearing about that, and it's specifically oral arguments in Montgomery versus Louisiana. That case is about Henry Montgomery. He was sentenced in 1963, to life in prison for a murder he committed when he was 17 years old. The Supreme Court ruled a few years ago that it was illegal, by the way, to sentence anyone under the age of 18 to life in prison without the possibility of parole, though Louisiana chose not to apply this retroactively. So that's what it's about. Curious about the president. The president and the VP do the daily briefing thing in the Oval. And in the afternoon, the president is meeting with the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. I wonder what they're meeting about. Think about some of the recent challenges, I'll say, that have gone down across the nation in the past couple of weeks. I have a feeling some of it has to do with that. And, of course, there is ultimately, where is the loophole with the guns? Because that's absolutely one of the top agenda items for the administration. Grim, hello.
Hey, Kate. I should ask Pat to pay, you know, that song in the background, Don't Rock the Boat. But if I...
Don't rock the boat. That's right. Don't rock the boat, baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they're singing up there in D.C. But if I were to ask, had one question to ask him.
Yeah, what would it be?
I would ask him, are you sure you really want to be president? Because the fall... fashion, after the fall fashion, come the spring, it's going to be tar and feathers.
Yeah.
Because that's about it. If everybody has a pretty bad Christmas over the holidays, I'm pretty sure, you know, America's going to... We got too many unemployed.
We do, and it's never talked about. Oh, the employment numbers are holding steady, and more people got a job in whatever month. Pick a month of flavor, but it's not true, because that's not what I'm hearing.
The numbers they want to talk about
exactly
are the numbers that they've taken off the unemployment compensation roll.
Yes.
Not the unemployed.
Right, because people just give up. They fall off.
That's
yeah.
Right. They're not talking about real numbers.
Yep.
But, you know, let's go to the Republican side with Rand Paul right now. Why doesn't he want to become Speaker? I mean, come on. Don't rock the boat. This is my problem with him. What right do any of them running on the Republican ticket have to say anything bad about Obama when they didn't get up there and impeach him to start with?
You know what? That's true. If you got to put your money where your mouth is, if you're so miserable, and you know you have the right to change your mind, but it's not about that. It's about playing the game. And if the people around them, the handlers, say, "Oh, this isn't good. Look at what the daily briefings look like," meaning the briefings of the polls and public opinion matters, blah blah blah, then they change the opinion.
That's smoke.
It is smoke.
That's all that is, and that's
it
how
is.
They use it is smoke.
Yes.
And we've been around too long because the catchphrases that have come out of our mouth is, oh, well, the lesser of two evils. Yeah, I mean, we've been seeing this too far along. Here's the thing. Most of America in the last 20 years has at least a college accredited two-year education.
Right.
That means they've been taught to look for this stuff.
Right.
and they still think up there that we're sheep, uneducated sheep, and they talk to us in that manner.
Yeah, and we're not. You're right. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm. And it's boiling to the head to where it's just aggravating the overall public.
Yeah. Oh, I agree on that. Absolutely.
And that's why Donald Trump's words sing, because he had nothing to do with politics, but he's speaking everything that we get frustrated with daily, with politics.
Right. And listen, I'd love to have a president that I didn't agree on everything that they said, but a president that I felt like they really, really were standing there tall and not being manipulated as much. I mean,
well, we've got to get out of this mess. That's the problem.
Yeah, we have
Hillary,
to.
She's going to be like, I can't remember her name, but, you know, the famous French bourgeois lady that said, let him eat cake.
Marie Antoinette.
Yeah. Marie Antoinette. Let him eat cake. I mean, and she already did that in the state. You know, as Secretary of State, she already did that with Benghazi.
Yeah.
And several other points, you know, if I research it, I can...
Oh, you're right. You know, here's the thing with Hillary Clinton. It's the different versions of Hillary Clinton, because if she gets hot under the collar, she can snap out, and I think that's what happened when she reacted about Benghazi. She gets pushed to the wall, and then that's it. But what happened to Ambassador Stevens and the others was despicable, and that's never talked about. And Dan's called up, and he's talked about it, and I've talked about it before the air. It's not like, oh, geez, it was terrible. They were killed in a raid. It was instantaneous. But I went off, oh, no, The things that happened, not for prime time, and awful for their families. And Stevens was a career politician trying to help in hellish places. And that's what he gets. Nobody swoops down to help. And then it's all excuses. I mean, just say the truth. What happened?
Instead of excuses. The immigrants that are over there, I've been hearing that they're mostly healthy, well-fed men, not families.
Yeah.
And they say, well, if I see that, isn't that just a military?
Oh.
You see where I'm coming from? And we want them. And they're pushing to get them over here. They're so blind. Oh, boy.
Yeah, where's the background checks? Exactly. Grim, we got to fly. Thank you. I mean, you know, that's the problem with how many refugees are you letting in? Oh, it's a humanitarian crisis. It is terrible. Some of the things that we've seen, the pictures are heartbreaking with the kids and people with literally clothes on their back that are melting off their back. But what about the real picture of what's also in between, which he's referring to, that it's not... That's sort of like the perimeter of what you're seeing. It's not the rest of the stuff. Hey, you want to throw in your two cents? Either way, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, or you're sick of labels. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Longevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Tonight, talking a little bit about, hey, the Democrats are rolling the dice at Wynn Casino. Just five on the stage. If you had a shot at asking a question, what would that question be? What would the question be if you had a chance to ask it? Would it be about health care? Would it be about immigration, taxes? Where do you see the country? How about this? What would be your long-term goals for your presidency? Not the typical, which is what happens. I get in, now I'm worried about getting reelected for my second term. We've had three presidents that have had two terms. Now we're going into a wide open election where Democrat, Republican, depending on who you talk to and a look at all the insides of everything, it feels to me as though there's a lot of frustration over the people who are running. What are they really offering? And what do we need to do as a country? I'll tell you what I would like. I would like to just do away the Electoral College. I should just go with the straight up vote. more people voting, making the election weighted in a different way than it is now. Oh, I love it. I say this all the time. If you're frustrated, get involved. Where can you get involved? Where it matters? Locally, state level, Congress, Senate. You can make a difference there. You can rattle some cages. You can start some phone trees. You don't like some of what's happening with your representation in Washington. You can push on that. But with president, it's a little bit different. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can. I know a lot of people have sent some emails. I promise you we will get to the email. We will do it. But if you want to jump on the phones, do that too. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to John in Aberdeen out there in Washington. Hey, John, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's in your mind?
Well, a few minutes ago you were talking about the national debt and you asked the question of how are we going to pay for this? And I've been studying this a lot lately, and I've kind of come to the conclusion that there is no intention to pay this debt down or pay it off. I really think that these guys are going to just keep kicking the can down the road, and when the system finally breaks, they will just commandeer all the public and private lands and resources and stuff like that and turn it over to the Chinese as collateral. And that'll be that. And as a sovereign nation, will be dissolved, and then we can go into the one-world government thing everybody keeps talking about.
Boy, that's depressing to think about that, isn't it? What a future for anybody, any generations behind us. I mean, why go to college? Why kill yourself, have to pay back debts, or who knows what they're going to saddle you with for that to happen?
And what made me kind of think of this, and I'm not sure if this has gone through yet or not, but apparently Bolivia is having similar problems, and they're putting together a plan where they can sell off their water rights the entire country to a large corporation, and the corporation then pays off or pays down their debt. And in that case, and the corporation tells you, you can't use your water well anymore because we own the water.
You know what, and that's true, John.
Yeah,
and that's a good thing to point out. That's true about Bolivia. You know, there was like a Bond movie where they talked about that scenario. I know it's fantasy, it's Bond and all that, but that's exactly what was going on. There was the hoarding of water. The bad guys were hoarding the water, but there really are bad guys doing that, and their corporations.
Oh, yeah.
And what you just pointed out is exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And what do you
I
do?
How
do you?
I just thought I'd drop that bomb on you.
John, thanks for the call. Glad you're listening. We appreciate it. Thank you. He makes a great point, and the water point is a really good one because, you know, it's like we say, what did I say about being emergency prepared? I never thought about that until I lived in California. I lived in other places, and there would be natural disaster about, yeah, water, that's the thing. You know, it's like the joke about you might have stock in water, figure out who's doing that. You know who it is? It's the big companies that are doing it, including a lot of the soda companies, obviously, because they get that. He's right. The national debt. Trump had something to say about that. I'm going to tell you about it in a second. You might have already heard it. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Dan, I am. Where are you?
Hello, beautiful.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I won't tell you what was for dinner this while ago. I don't want to break your heart, baby.
You kill us.
I told Patrick I would be a gourmet if I wasn't such a pig.
Oh, I love that. That's nice. That was honest. That's good.
Well, I am honest. You know that.
You are honest, yes.
Okay, now, you asked me if I would like to ask Hillary a question. Yes, I've got a nice little question for her. Hillary, will you please provide us with the records of the Clinton Crime Family Foundation and all of the contributions were made to it while you were Secretary of State, plus all of the speaking fees that Bill received while you were Secretary of State. And Hillary, I would also like to know if you will make public all of the other situations, such as the Benghazi bull hockey that you're trying to pull off with the scam, claiming that you're under a right-wing conspiracy, and prove to us that you had nothing to do with Gaddafi's son wanting to surrender, and you ignored it, and the country was taken over by your rebels that you backed. That was all of yours and Obama's operation. And then why you went and put out on a national broadcast with Obama that it was all caused by a video that nobody has seen. I would like to know these questions, Hillary.
That's good. That'd be good if you could, you know, hit those questions. The Prophet Muhammad film, what happened to that?
Absolutely.
Because that supposedly is what stirred everybody up, and that's what happened. It was all about that. And that was just nonsense that was floated out. And we all saw what happened with Susan Rice.
We saw Susan Rice on every single talk show out there claiming that's what it was all about. She was sent out as a sacrificial lamb because doesn't matter her, but her credibility destroyed or not, they're going to reward her for the valiant effort of doing the smoke and mirrors for Obama.
Absolutely.
One more little thing here before I let you go. I've been thinking that the John's comment about the debt, that's not how it's going to go down. That's only about $2 trillion is what we owe the Chinese. We could scrape that up in a heartbeat if we had to. This is about a $60 trillion investment that we have in this country that we can tap anytime we want to with our national parks and our islands and our water reserves and all the other stuff that we have. We could mortgage that on a short-term basis, and we could pay off every single debt that we owe, including all the stuff that Obama has wasted. But that's not how it's going to go down. It's going to go down probably with a bankruptcy and then a mini-revolution across the country. That's one of the reasons Obama would love to get the guns out of our hands, because if you're not able to protect yourself, you can be defeated any time.
Boy, that's true, because that's where the weapon matters for sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, look, I know you're busy in a flea on a young pup, so I'll let you go, babe.
I love that expression. Thanks, Dan. All right, so he differs in saying, well, what's going to happen and really how we could pay off the national debt and what's really happening. And there is that theory that's been floated around, the whole martial law thing, what it's going to look like. Look at some of these futuristic movies, and maybe they're not so far out of whack, and perhaps some of the conspiracy theories that have been floated for years and years aren't as whacked as some of us would like to think. And I'll tell you what, it's what's very sad to me is if you have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, I mean, just for the world behind us, wherever you are, how awful is that? Isn't it supposed to be that we're Americans and you think of all the blood that was shed in this country to get to the point of where we are now, because still really a young country. You think of what guts it took for the whole Revolutionary War to happen, and ultimately the documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the whole thing. And then this is where we're at. And such distrust, too. And can you blame anyone listening? Can you blame any of us, no matter what our theory is on what's going to happen, for feeling the way we do, based on the way we've been treated? And Grimm set the tone for that, that we're like kids. It's like, do you know more than a fifth grader, or do we talk to you like you're in third grade? And that's probably the hope, because it'd be a lot easier if you're confused and we can dump a bunch of data on you and you have no time to look at it. Oh, how much better is that? We like blind mice, so we don't really want people who we're going to question. Coming up, you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283, but we're also going to mix in a mailbag too. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
America Tonight. A couple of quick things. A teenager supposedly found tons of skeletons in a fuselage in a jungle. They're saying that could be that missing Malaysian flight, MH370. In fact, the kid was saying that he grabbed something to use as a blanket, and it turned out to be a Malaysian flag, and that one of the skeletons was still in the pilot's seat, and the pilot had a safety belt on and a gear attached to his head and ears, and that it was just tons of skeletons, some of them wearing seat belts. But because they need to verify it, they're saying, let's not speculate, let's not do it. This claim comes weeks after that wing washed up on Reunion Island near Madagascar, which was from the missing Malaysian flight. So now they're saying this could be the skeletons. They're going to wait and see. The other thing is some interesting news from the world of baseball. I'm going to mix this in. I am a baseball fan. I watched a bunch of baseball actually today. I was bopping around and talking to people about what was happening in Vegas and beyond. And then I was watching the Mets, and the Mets have a 2-1 edge now on the Dodgers. They blew the Dodgers out, not even close. But there was a big moment where Ruben Tejada sort of became the giant news story for 48 hours or so, because He was hit as he was doing what he should do, trying to pick off Chase Utley in this previous game from the Dodgers, and he broke his leg because of the way Chase Utley slid into him. So Major League Baseball suspended Utley. Utley appealed. He was introduced at Citi Field in New York for Game 3 of the NLDS between the Dodgers and the Mets, and the boos were so loud. You probably couldn't have heard yourself think. So Met fans are furious. And now the Mets on Wednesday have a chance to wrap up their series. Also, the Texas Rangers lost in their chance to wrap it up at home against Toronto. Now that goes back to Toronto. They play on Wednesday. The Houston Astros seemed like they had bagged it in front of the home crowd, including a couple of presidents on hand. But didn't happen. That's why you got to wait and never run for the exits. KC forces that fifth game. That happens in Kansas City. So flip a coin on either one of those games. The Cubs have a 2-1 edge over St. Louis after another win. And that was a tight game. They won by just a couple of runs in the end. Now, let's jump to the mailbag.
JaVale! JaVale is here!
Ooh! Ooh, this one from John. Kate, Donald Trump says that he's going to be easier on his rivals as more people are dropping out of the race. When they start to drop, he says he'll be nicer. Well, yeah, because why would he pick on them? They're already gone. I don't know, Jeb Bush, though, that whole thing about Jeb Bush and no energy and all of that. But he said he's going to stop with the insults as the field gets narrower. He says when it becomes a different situation, I'm going to be less divisive. He was talking about that in Manchester, New Hampshire. He said, I'm running against a lot of people. It's about 1,000 people at the Radisson Hotel. He said a bunch of them are going to dump out. Somebody asked, I went to Ivy League schools. I know what's divisive and what's not, Trump said, because they asked if he was going to continue to do that. He said he's a counterpuncher. So they hit first. I'm a counterpuncher. This one from Shy. Hillary Clinton as President, Kate. It makes me sick to think about it. I've never been a big Hillary fan. But why would we elect Hillary Clinton? It just seems as though anytime she's under fire, she comes up with an excuse or doesn't come up with a good excuse and then doubles back and has another excuse. She just doesn't seem real to me. And then the quest to make her more human fails miserably, and I think it's even worse when there's a push for that. You know, Hillary joked today that she never sweats because she's actually a Terminator-esque cyborg who is part of a revolutionary robot race. I'm really not even a human being. Ooh, poor choice of words. Now this evidence keeps sinking Hillary Clinton with this whole email defense. And some of you asked about that. Like Dan, not Dan in Texas, Dan in Chicago says, Kate, this email thing, I'm just almost sick of talking about it. You know where there's smoke, there's fire. You've said it a million times. I can't imagine that there's nothing to this story whatsoever, and it's just a complete political witch hunt by the Republicans. I mean, sure, the Republicans are going to pounce on it, just like the Democrats would do the same thing. However, I do not trust that nothing confidential was over those servers. Seems highly unlikely when you're running around punching in your device. And it all leads to the same place. After all, politicians like the rest of us are on the go moment to moment. Yeah, that's the hard part. Oh, it's classified, so let's go into the office because your servers, we can't have that go over there. I don't believe it. And the details about Hillary's emails with Sidney Blumenthal that didn't make it into the file that she finally handed over, she wasn't sharing her work product with the government, and this is a problem. Why? I mean, and this is just what I would say. Why wouldn't you just do what you're supposed to do? Then you don't end up in this situation. It makes no sense. And I think it was just the sense of entitlement. You know, I've been here. I've done that. I'm in Washington. I've been in Washington. My husband was president. I was the first lady. People listening to me. So I know what to do. I know what to do. And that's the problem. Joe Biden might pull a fast one. Joe Biden could just show up on the stage, which would be wild. And of course, CNN wants that, because if I'm a producer at CNN, especially if I could get a last minute Joe Biden, oh, Joe Biden strolling onto the stage, we have another candidate. That would be a rating spike, probably, because there'd be curious rubberneckers. I don't think these ratings are going to be high like the Republican debate. I think they're going to be much smaller than that. Much smaller. And oh, by the way, I happened to see the story, and of course it was all over the place, that one of the top editors at Playboy paid a visit of Hugh Hefner at the Playboy mansion and basically said, nudes are no big deal. Americans don't care about that anymore. So we're going to stop with the whole full-on nude thing, because we know there's other access out there. Wow, Playboy was like a cultural magazine. Think of teenage boys and the references to it in movies, etc. But the circulation has dropped from 5.6 million in 1975. And how much it is now, how big the circulation is? 800,000. I mean, magazines are disappearing. And this is one of them. Playboy. So they're not getting rid of Playboy, but they're saying forget the whole nude thing. It's not all that shock and awe. And Hugh Hefner is 89 years old. 89. Its best-selling issue, I was kind of curious about this, I saw a story on it, November of 1972, sold more than 7 million copies. 7 million copies. Wow. On that note, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.